Welcome back to the deep dive. If you're anything like us, your feeds are just, they're constantly overflowing.
Oh, completely. Every single day, it's a new rumor, a new
A
delay.
new release window that might be real, might not be. It's total information overload, especially after the last few years of pandemic weirdness and that cross-gen stagnation that kept things on pause.
It felt like we were waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Exactly. But based on the sources we've put together for you, this really fascinating synthesis we're calling the Holy Calendar. 2026 is the year the dam breaks. It's the huge reward for all that patience.
It really is.
So our mission today is to unpack this calendar. We want to give you the ultimate shortcut to what's coming, focusing on the big tech benchmarks and the narrative shifts we're going to see in games and movies. Okay, let's unpack this.
And, the sources make it explicitly clear. 2026 isn't just a year with a lot of big releases. It's defined by a
Pretty
singularity.
singular.
Yeah. The entire entertainment calendar, especially the hardware cycle, is being pulled toward one single massive event. It's like a gravitational black hole.
So this isn't just about what's coming out and when.
Not at all. We really have to set expectations right. We're looking at the cascading technical and cultural shifts this one release is going to force on the entire industry. It's going to reset the bar.
And naturally, we have to start right there at the cultural singularity itself. We are talking, of course, about Grand Theft Auto the
Oh,
Six.
Lord.
The consensus now, especially after
Yeah.
that bizarrely aggressive New Year's Eve countdown on Rockstar's website,
Right, yeah.
it's pretty much locked in for fall 2026. We're thinking, what, October, November?
That's the window, yeah. And the way the source material frames it's just breathtaking. They're not talking about a game launch. They're describing a cultural event that will surpass Hollywood blockbusters and music releases combined.
Which is just a staggering claim.
And what's fascinating here is that the sources define GTAia as the first true ninth-generation Rockstar title. They are not catering to the limits of the last console generation at all.
So we're back in Vice City, but it's the modern state of Leonida. And the real story isn't just the map, it's the tech, right?
It's a tech needed to run the world itself. That's the key.
The source material put all these rumors under a heading that, I have to say, it caught my eye. The Tekken expectation. That sounds ambitious. We've been promised a living, breathing world for years. What's actually different this time?
The evidence centers on processing, specifically AI and physics. So
Yeah.
first, the dynamic weather systems are rumored to be a total game changer.
Not just rain.
Not just a rain shower, no. We're talking high-impact tropical storms, hurricanes that don't just affect how things look, they physically alter the map.
Wait, alter the map.
Yeah. Flood roads,
Yeah.
change driving physics, damage buildings in real time. The environmental calculation for that is it's immense.
Okay, that's a big deal.
But the real leap is the alive world NPC behavior. This is the Holy Grail. Previous games, they just spawned NPCs around you.
Right, in a little bubble.
Exactly. GTA CI is rumored to have NPCs operating on independent schedules across the entire map. They go to work, they get traffic tickets, they buy groceries. All of it exists, whether you're there to see it or not.
So the world is simulating itself constantly.
Constantly. Which is why the system requirements are so insane. It's less like a stage set for the player, more like a real society we're just passing through.
And that has to tie into the narrative, the Bonnie and Clyde dynamic between the protagonists, Jason and Lucia.
Precisely. A more sophisticated world demands a more sophisticated way to interact with it. The new trust system mechanic ties their relationship directly to your gameplay choices.
So it's not just a story beat.
No, the choices you make, how you approach a mission, ruthlessly or strategically, it affects your co-protagonists' trust, their abilities. It adds so much weight to every decision.
Okay. If we connect this to the bigger picture, that's why the whole calendar revolves around it. You mentioned system requirements. The sources are definitive on this, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They say this game will set the benchmark for system requirements for the next decade.
Wow.
And it's positioned as strategic advice. You need to care about this now. Because if you're still running, say, a launch model PS5 or a PC that wasn't built for heavy ray tracing,
You're in trouble.
you have until October 2026 to upgrade. Otherwise, you're just not going to get the real experience. You'll miss the fidelity, the dense AI, the physics that define the whole thing.
That sets a powerful and kind of expensive mandate for the year. But before we get into the hardware needed for Vice City, let's look at the first half of the year. Here's where it gets really interesting. Because spring 2026 belongs to the Masters of Fear. The calendar calls it a bloodbath between two legendary Japanese publishers.
And both are trying to redefine survival horror, but from completely opposite angles.
Let's start with Capcom. They're on an incredible hot streak with the RE engine, and now we have Resident Evil 9.
And the biggest leak, the biggest technical leap, is a move to the series' first fully open-world structure.
Wait, open world?
Yeah.
For Resident Evil? That sounds terrifying. It feels almost counterintuitive to the whole claustrophobic vibe of the series.
It's a massive change in scope.
Mm.
Think about it. Instead of tense linear corridors, you're exploring the oppressive, vast streets of, say, Raccoon City.
Or
a ghost town. And all without loading screens.
Okay, that's a different kind of dread.
Totally. The dread shifts from what's around the next corner to where is the next supply cache in this terrifyingly huge map.
And narratively, RE9 feels like a cleanup job. The sources suggest it's finally closing the book on the Winters family saga.
Which I think a lot of people will be happy about.
Yeah, but the exciting part is the potential return of legacy characters. They specifically list Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine in starring roles.
It's closure and a return to roots, but with visuals that the sources say are indistinguishable from reality.
And then you have Konami taking this huge artistic pivot with Silent Hill F. This isn't about hardware, it's about a different kind of dread.
Completely different. They're trading all that industrial rust and decay for, well, for 1960s Japan.
So it's a move from mechanical horror to something more biological.
And folklore-based, yeah. The sources mention trypophobia-inducing flowers and structures overgrown with disturbing flora. It sounds deeply unsettling.
And having the writer Ryukishio 7, who is famous for these incredibly deep, disturbing visual novels that just reinforces it, that shift to abstract psychological body horror might be the most unsettling move of the year.
For sure. So spring is split, macro horror in a huge open world versus micro creeping terror from folklore.
Which sets the stage beautifully for the summer.
That does.
So we move into summer, which is normally a gaming drought, but 2026 breaks that rule. We're calling it the summer of the Western RPG redemption arc. Two giants, both built on Unreal Engine 5, fighting for their legacy.
And the stakes could not be higher. Let's start with CD Projekt Red and The Witcher 4, or Project Polaris.
After the launch of Cyberpunk 2077, they have so much to prove.
The entire gaming community is watching. And the most important detail is that Geralt's story is done. This is a new saga.
A new beginning.
A new saga. You'll step into the boots of a Witcher from a different school, maybe the School of the Lynx. And their goal is to make this the big test of their shift to Unreal Engine 5.
So the expectation is simple. No bugs.
A stable bug-free launch, yes. But also denser forests, more complex magic, and a story that competes with, like, HBO-level dramas. They have to repair trust.
And BioWare is in the exact same boat with Mass Effect 5, which is codenamed Epsilon.
The same boat. They have to prove they can still deliver those emotionally complex characters. And the scope of Mass Effect 5 is, I mean, it's immense. The source says it's going to unite the Milky Way and Andromeda galaxies.
Which is a colossal undertaking. Maybe even reckless.
It's a huge narrative swing.
Mm.
But the excitement is there, especially with those teasers of an older Liara T. Soni. It suggests a direct link to the original trilogy's emotional core.
Right. Not a hard reset.
Exactly. If BioWare can recapture that magic of the loyalty missions, the galactic politics, summer will just be completely consumed by space opera.
So both Redemption Arc, Witcher 4, and Mass Effect 5 are on Unreal Engine 5. That engine is beautiful, but it's demanding. It really feels like 2026 is the year the software finally outgrows the standard hardware.
That's a perfect way to put it. The software demands are forcing a hardware conversation, which brings us to the exclusives and the console clash.
Right. So while most games are multi-platform, Sony and Microsoft are relying on their 2026 exclusives to really show what their machines can do.
On the PlayStation side, it's Insomniac with Marvel's Wolverine.
A massive tonal shift from Spider-Man.
It is confirmed M-rated. The source material talks about dismemberment, visceral combat, and a much darker, Logan-centric story. It's built to leverage the PS5's speed for incredibly fast, brutal, close-quarters combat.
Same universe, but a totally different feel.
Heavier, faster, more brutal. It's their showcase for the console's raw power.
And the counterpunch from Xbox.
Is Gear 6. It's expected to be the true graphical showcase for the Xbox Series X.
The Coalition, right. They've been called the Wizard of Unreal Engine.
And that's key. They are masters at pushing that engine for spectacular lighting and particle effects. Gear 6 is Microsoft's definitive look what our hardware can do moment.
But the real revolution, the mandatory upgrade, is happening on PC with NVIDIA.
Yeah, we're talking about the RTX 50 series, codenamed Blackwell, which we expect to see at CES 2026. The 5090 and 5080 cards are going to redefine the high end. They're the launch vehicle for GDDR7 memory.
Okay, so for the average person, what does GDDR7 actually do? Is it just slightly better textures?
It's much deeper. GDDR7 delivers a massive jump in memory bandwidth, and that is critical for what's coming. Heavy, sophisticated path
A
tracing.
more advanced form of ray tracing.
Right. It simulates all light paths at once, and that requires immense instant data transfer. The sources are super clear on this. GDDR7 is what unlocks true, playable 8K gaming and heavy path tracing at high frame rates.
So the 50 series cards are.
They're the only way you're going to experience GTA VI on PC at its maximum intended settings, period.
And while all that is happening at the high end, Nintendo is just cleaning up on the accessible end with the Switch 2.
That's the clever play. By 2026, its library is established. You've got guaranteed mega hits like Mario Kart 9 and a new 3D Super Mario.
And the innovation isn't raw power.
It's consolidation. You're getting graphical power rivaling a PS4 Pro or a Series S, but in your hands. It proves portability is just as vital as 8K path tracing.
That is a staggering amount of demanding content, and even the most hardcore player needs a break. So let's shift to our pop culture interlude. What's happening in the cinema?
The blockbuster stack is huge, and it shares that same theme of redemption.
In Gotham, we have The Batman Part 2 with Robert Pattinson, and director Matt Reeves has hinted at a flooded Gotham, a whole no man's land scenario.
Which is perfect for villains that thrive in chaos, like Hush or Clayface. But the biggest gamble is coming from the MCU, with Avengers, Doomsday, and Secret Wars.
And the riskiest, most exciting bit of casting news, the rumor of Robert Downey Jr. returning, but not as Tony Stark. As Dr. Doom.
Which is, that's testing the limits of what a shared universe can do. Using nostalgia to introduce a character who has to feel completely new.
And meanwhile, Star Wars. New Jedi Order has Rey Skywalker returning to rebuild the Jedi. That movie has the weight of the whole franchise on its shoulders.
It really has to prove Star Wars can finally move beyond the original trilogy.
It's a year of high-stakes gambles. So we've covered the big confirmed stuff. What about surprises? What are the dark horses?
We've got three educated guesses that could really shift the conversation. First, Hideo Kojima's OD.
The mystery horror project with Microsoft and Jordan Peele?
Kojima loves a surprise drop, and the timing for a 2026 release just, it feels right.
And then there's the one that lives in our collective dreams.
Yes, the perennial hope, Half-Life 3, or something like it.
Right.
The sources note unusual activity at Valve, especially tied to a rumored Deckard VR headset. It's a dream, but there's movement there.
Okay, and finally, a remake.
Rumors are very strong about a full, high-fidelity remake of the original Metal Gear Solid 1 for late 2026. Revisiting Shadow Moses with next-gen tech would just be a perfect capstone for the year.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered open-world horror, galactic RPGs, M-rated brawlers, and hardware built for 8K path tracing. It is a year of unprecedented density. So what does this all mean?
The sources basically conclude that 2026 is a tipping point, a year defined by tech aspiration. The goal for the player, to paraphrase the source, is simple: survive until GTA 6.
Just make it to October.
But the deeper thing here is that required hardware investment. When you see the RTX 50 series launching alongside these incredibly demanding games like GTA Zi and Gear 6, it signals a mandatory leap. You have to spend money.
You can't just sit this one out.
No.
Oh.
Which brings up an important question for you to think about. In a year where technology is forcing system requirements to jump this dramatically, forcing you to buy new hardware, will that technical necessity also force the industry to raise its narrative and creative standards to justify your investment?
A great question.
Will the visual leap demand a story leap? Or will it just be a very expensive, very pretty year? That's something to mull over while you start saving for that graphics card.